Over the past 6 months, poet Lola Haskins has been bringing us reflections about her grandchildren, her children, and her own childhood. Today's poem is called Naps.
An awful lot of my time these days, and if you're a grandparent, you'll understand this, is all about Ava, my daughter's daughter, who lives only 10 minutes away from me and my husband. Ava Elise is 3 these days, but she'd rather be 2. She announced this in no uncertain terms right at her 3rd birthday party, which was months before the new baby arrived. So if you might be thinking that was it, it wasn't. Now the new baby, Lydia, is 5 months old already. And it's not that Ava doesn't like her. In fact, from the day Lydia came home, Ava's adored being a big sister. She loves to touch Lydia's tiny fingers and toes, which she does as if they might break. And she loves picking out Lydia's clothes in the morning. And she's always handing her toys so she won't get bored in the car. But Ava isn't stupid. And one thing she's noticed is that Lydia has been getting an awful lot of the attention that she, Ava, used to get. So she's decided it would be strategic not to graduate to underpants. Not quite yet, anyway. And it's all working, just the way Ava thought it would. But that's not all the story. I'd like to go back to when Ava decided to stop being older at 2, because I think she was on to something there. So as a tribute to Ava, here's my poem called Naps, which is all about what getting big really means. You're a big girl when you don't take naps anymore, when you can climb onto the couch yourself. When you're big, you get to decide what to play with next. And when you feel a little wet, you can ask to have your diaper changed. But it's scary. There's always someone bigger than you. So sometimes, you like to be a baby. Me too.